Spike Lee has directed some of the most influential, admired, and controversial films in America. His subject, the heat that gives his films sparks and light, is often race, but he also strikes other combustible themes of social class in America, sexual politics, and family. He's now surprised some critics by directing a thriller about a bank heist. Inside Man stars Denzel Washington as an NYPD negotiator and Clive Owen as the bandit who's threatened to kill hostages at the bank.
All right, here's where we stand.
I don't need your status report, Sir Pagal. I tell you where things stand.
Sure, I just meant...
Here's where things stand. You get me what I want. I won't kill anyone.
All right, I'm on it. Let's just try to keep everybody calm, okay?
Don't I sound calm to you?
Yeah, you do. Yeah, you do.
But as Inside Man unfolds, the film becomes more than a face-off between the good cop and the clever robber. It has scenes and asides about race, New York politics, war crimes, corporations, and today's music and video games. The movie also stars Jodie Foster, Christopher Plummer, William Dafoe, and Chiwetel Ejiofor. Spike Lee joins us from our studios in New York. Thanks so much for being with us, Mr. Lee.
Thank you for having me.
And what brings you to a heist movie?
It was a script. I mean, Russell Gertz, first-time screenwriter, sent me the script. I liked it very much. At one point, Ron Howard was supposed to direct it, and Russell Crowe came to him and said, let's do Cinderella Man instead. So the script had been really languishing for a couple of years, and I'm just glad that Brian Grazer gave me the opportunity to direct it.
Now, when we just rattle off a whole list of subjects where we say that, you know, scenes and asides, that your take on some of the issues that we rattled off, is that really in the film, or do we just say that because it's a Spike Lee joint?
Some of the stuff you mentioned was not in the script, but we were able to finagle it in, especially like the video game.
Not to give away that point, but you have a moment where a youngster is playing with his video game, and somebody who's a criminal takes over the video game and is appalled. Is that a real video game or pretty much based
on
a real
game? No, we made that up, but yeah. They got worse stuff that's being sold and peddled to kids today.
Yeah. You're not in this film.
Come on, we have Denzel and Jodie Foster and Clive Owen and William Dafoe and Christopher Plummer and Chiwetel Ejiofor and many of the great, you know, character actors who are in this film. There wasn't a place for me. I had enough to do, you know, behind the camera.
Yeah. You and Denzel Washington have made a number
this
of films.
This is our fourth film. The first one was Mo Better Blues and Malcolm X. He Got Game and now Inside Man.
So you know each other's game pretty well?
Very much so. I think it's evident by the work we've done, and we have acquired sort of like a shorthand. You know, we do most of our discussion rehearsals, but we're on the set. We know what we have to do. So there's not a lot of need for a whole lot of talking.
Does he ad lib?
He's a great, you know, he can improvise. Great.
Yeah. And so you're all right with that? Because some directors...
No, I mean, if... Not everybody, you have to find, as a director, you have to know who can ad-lib, who can improvise. Same way a coach, you're not going to let everybody take the last shot when the game is on the line.
Yeah.
You know, in the movie,
you
put the ball in Denzel's hands. You know that. Mm-hmm. Some other people, they're not getting the last shot. They might pass the ball to Denzel, set him up, but they're not taking the last shot.
Let's listen, if we could, to another clip. And here's Denzel Washington and Clive Owen again. Denzel Washington's character is NYPD officer Keith Frazier. He's been invited. Do we say invited by people
That's
into the
bank?
That's
a good word. Very good word.
And to make certain that none of the hostages have been harmed. So Denzel Washington, Clive Owen again.
There's two ways out of this. The easy way, we walk out the front door together, or the hard boys cut the power. Hit you with the tear gas and come in strong through the glass is your choice. You don't want that. I don't want that. And you know they'd like to do it tonight. You got night vision? You got gas masks?
Maybe.
I'm this close to ordering it.
First, you don't order an assault when no hostages have been killed and there's no immediate threat. Second, if it ends that way, whatever happens, you don't get to be the hero.
Now that's got a very cool tone to it. as these movies go, so different from the one that you cite, Dog Day Afternoon, which obviously a lot of people remember Al Pacino leading the crowd and chanting, "Attica, Attica."
Well, there's several homages. I mean, that's one of my favorite Bangkok films, yeah. If you talk about this particular genre. Mm-hmm. And there's several homages to that film, which was directed by the great director Sidney Lumet, and also his other film Serpico is mentioned too, so yes. We definitely want to give a shout out to those two films and Sidney Lumet.
I want to ask you a couple of biographical notes we just came up with.
Okay.
Did Ang Lee once work on the crew of one of your films?
Yeah, we were Ang Lee and I were classmates at New York University Graduate Film School, so we both same class, and he worked in my thesis film. My thesis film was a film called Joe's Bed-Stuy Barbershop, We Cut Heads. So we're very happy about Ang. I mean, his career in general, but also with this Oscar as Best Director on Brokeback Mountain.
Yeah. Yeah, he's done well for himself since he worked
yes,
for you.
Yes, he has. The two Lees.
Oh, my gosh. But, yeah, you guys aren't related, are you?
He's Chinese. I'm African-American.
Well, in some other ways, though, you know, a blended family, I think, yes. is what we call that these days.
Mm-hmm.
A film biz question for you, Mr.
Yes.
Lee. Do you recall how much it cost to make She's Gotta Have It in 1986?
$175,000. We shot the summer of 1985 from July 1st to July 14th, 2 6-day weeks. From the $175,000, went on to make $8.5 million. But when we had the money, though, we only started out with $15,000.
Mm-hmm.
So the rest of the budget came on. We had a limited partnership. We got some grants. People donated money. And I'm glad you asked that because this coming May will be the 20th anniversary that She's Gonna Have It debuted at the Cannes Film Festival. So it's been 20 years.
Mm-hmm. An Inside Man this year cost?
$45 million. This is the biggest budget I've had to make. And this is Denzel's biggest opening, my biggest opening also. So we did gangbusters at the box office, and we looked at building that this second weekend of the film.
Yeah. I want to ask you about, since we're getting to the 20th anniversary of She's Gotta Have It, I think you've said in past interviews that if there's one thing you would change from one of your films, it was it was the rape scene there.
Right.
What's your thinking? Why would you want to change that now?
Well, I mean, I've said it. There's nothing I'm going to say here that I haven't said in the past. It was just it didn't need to be in the movie. It's as simple as that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it was not needed. And if I had to do any of all the stuff I've done, that would be the thing that we would cut out.
Is it possible to cut it out now on DVDs or other like film festival presentations of the film that are shown?
Well, that would be the punk move. We did it. I regret it, but I'm not going to take it out. I mean, you're going to go back to Gone with the Wind and cut out the mammy stuff. You know, go back to the film to cut Judy Garland and Mickey Rooney and blackface. It's done.
Yeah.
You know, you're going to go to Breakfast at Tiffany's and, you know, Mickey Rooney with the big teeth impersonating the Japanese person, you know, it's done.
You know, not until interviewing you, Mr. Lee, did I realize how much Mickey Rooney truly has to answer for.
Well, look, that's the first thing. I'm not here to attack Mr. Rooney. This is the first thing that just came to my mind.
Mr. Lee, it's been a pleasure talking to you.
Thank you for having me on, and really feel good about Inside Man. Hope people come out and see it. Thank you very much.
Spike Lee, his new movie is Inside Man, and you can come to our website at npr.org to hear Mr. Lee talk about his next film project. It's a documentary about New Orleans called When the Levees Broke.